Hello, Zimbabwe. This is Gibbs Kube in Washington, D.C. Today, we've got a new program, Girls and Development, with our partner, Nyari Mashamombe. She's the founder of Take a Life International. Nyari, how are you?
I'm very good, Gibbs. How are you? Hello, Zimbabwe.
I'm great. Tell us what you think you're going to be doing today.
Yes. So today, we're just going to introduce the program with the people of Zimbabwe, where we're just going to talk really about why talk about the girl child, why talk about the young women, what's so special about them. Kids, I just want to let people know that I'm just going to be the facilitator of a discussion every week where we talk to different young people, because I also realize that we have a lot of young people who are doing amazing work around this issue in Zimbabwe. And today, I am very honored to host my aunt, Imelda Viriri. She is the programs officer at Tali, who's responsible for some of the programs that Tali does in the community. So many young people will be featured in this program.
Right. I'm leaving everything to you now.
Right. So I'm going to just jump into the discussion today, Imelda. As you heard that, I'm very much interested in knowing what young people are doing out there, to, especially to advance the rights of girls and young women and their well-being as human beings. Tell me about yourself quickly.
Okay, thank you very much, Nyari. How are you, Gibbs? How are you, Zimbabwe? My name is Imelda Viriri, and I'm the programs officer for Tag Your Life International, and I'm a young woman myself who is very passionate and vibrant about other young women.
Why should the world stop and start to focus more about the girl child, about the young women, about the young people? As a young person, why should we talk about girls and young women?
Okay, thank you. That is a very good question. Why the girl child? Well, looking at our Zim context, and I think around the world, inequality is a reality where we see that the boy child is more favored and the girl child is a little bit more vulnerable than the boy child in terms of issues like gender-based violence, where you find that statistics gives us that one boy in six girls, like 1 to 6, is affected by gender-based violence.
Oh, so you are saying that when one boy is affected, girls are affected six times more than the boy child. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to explain.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
And also, when we look at the issue of socialization, we find that girls and boys are equal only in the womb, but at birth, gender aspects take over, and you find that a girl child is told how to behave. Society has these constructs or perceptions on how a girl child should behave, and this then puts the girl child at a place where she is inferior, and therefore we are coming in as Tali to also... Tali, short for Tag Your Life International, to address the socially constructed gender roles, which then advance the notion that girls cannot do certain things that boys can do. So basically, that's why we are focusing on the girl child.
Okay. Do you think that we should treat the boy child and the man as enemies, or these should be partners that we work with? Because if we ride on the fact that yes, the girl child is affected, yes, the young woman is affected, but don't you think that boys are also affected by the way culture raises them? How do we address that?
I will just point out and say, as Tag Your Life International, our mission is to create a safe place for the girl child with the inclusion of boys and men. And here, right, when we talk of inclusion, we are saying we want the boy child to move from a point of being a would-be perpetrator to being also a champion for the rights of the girls and even the boys themselves. So we are not isolating the boys and the men, but we are saying we want to partner with them so that,
right,
we can create that safe environment for the girl child.
Right. Now that you've told us a little bit about what Tali is doing with the girls and young women, as well as the involvement of boys and men and communities within their communities, so what would be your parting shot if you were to tell us what is the situation right now in Zimbabwe, and what would be your parting shot for the episode today?
Okay, my parting words would be that as a nation, we need to join hands, different stakeholders, to address issues to do with capacity building of women, the young girls, so that they can be empowered to take their place and voice out their specific needs, and also to educate the young girl to value her education and imparting knowledge on her, because we all know that knowledge is power. So I would say that, you know, even on the aspect of child marriages that we're running with in Zimbabwe, it is time that we join hands as a nation to create a safe place for the girl child.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Imada. I can tell that I could give you the whole day and you would go on and on about the girl child. But thank you very much. You're a very young woman myself, Imelda. As I mentioned, that this show is not going to be about Nyari only talking. Nyari will be giving her opinions here and there, but this show is to allow young women like Imelda voices. I mean, people have been hearing Nyari, people have been hearing other voices, but we are creating this platform to hear young women. We are creating this platform to hear stakeholders that work with us, even the ministers. We want to hear more from the people that are working with young people, but also, most importantly, they themselves, because we want to say, not for them, without them. Thank you very much, Imelda. Thank you, Zimbabwe. It was so great spending time with you, talking about the girl and development. It's your girl, Nyara Zomashe Amunde.